Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, bootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Michael Kelly, Amy Mark scores with you. Well, really interesting program will be launching at St. Dominic High School. The 1,100-student school will launch a building trades program at the start of the 2025-2026 school year. And to give us some more information on that trades program, what it looks like, what it means, is president of St. Dominic High School in O'Fallon, Missouri, Jim Welby. Jim, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for the opportunity, Amy.
So let's start with the trades program, what it will offer at St. Dominic.
Sure. So we're going to offer four different building trades. We surveyed our students to find out kind of what their interest levels would be. And so they came back and told us that the trades that they would love to study and learn more about would be carpentry, electrical, HVAC, and then plumbing and pipe fitting. And so those will be the four trades that we'll begin offering next fall at the start of the fall semester.
And with this program, is it available to the students all 4 years of high school? Do you have to be a junior or a senior?
Sure, that's a great question, Amy. So it has to be, we are at least initially opening the program only to our juniors and our seniors. We did a lot of research, spoke with the current trade schools that are in the area. And I think generally speaking, we felt like the safest way to begin the program was to only offer it to juniors and seniors. You know, there's just something about trusting a 14-year-old with a chop saw or a table saw that maybe makes me a little bit nervous, but even they echoed that just a maturity factor certainly is more applicable for the juniors and seniors. So at least to begin the program, we're going to only offer it for juniors and seniors.
How many students do you have there at St. Dominic, and what's the interest level and capacity for these particular programs?
Yeah, Michael, we have 1,130 students right now. We'll be about the same next year. We've offered our acceptances for next year's class already. So we'll stay in that same area. And we surveyed our students over the last 2 years. And each year we had an interest level come back of around 230 students who expressed an interest to study and take at least a class in one of these trades opportunities. So a little less than one in five of our students expressed an interest at least seeing it. And I think important to note in that is that some students will come into the program with the desire that that's what they really want to do for the rest of their life. So they'll get a chance to see what that looks like while they're in high school. But other students will take it simply as a practical art class because it's something that interests them. Even if they know that they're heading college bound, it's a chance for them to get a little bit of exposure that certainly will do them some good for the rest of their life.
Yeah, this is so cool that you're doing this and that these younger folks are getting exposed to a career. Mr. Welby, will they be earning any type of credit towards a trade school if they were to do this through those 2 years that they can then take with them to kind of accelerate themselves to potentially getting into one of these trades?
Sure. So we will not initially have any sort of certification program available. When we met with all of these four unions, as well as just contractors that are in our community that are in these four building trades. And all of them gave us the exact same opinion. And that is, let the kids learn. If they like to work with their hands, let them see what the different trades are and get exposure to it. But none of them were really concerned that they would come out with any sort of certification or a pre-apprenticeship type of certification or heading to the trade schools. And we have quite a few students right now that attend trade schools even without this program being offered to date. So I think we feel good about kind of the philosophy behind it. And initially we were looking at that, but again, in meeting with those union leaders and then also the different contractors, they all said, let them just get exposed to it and figure out if this is what they really are interested in doing as a possible career.
And just from a parent standpoint, if parents are listening to this saying, okay, I would be open to my child having maybe one class, which is in the trades, but I don't want them to miss out on like 2 or 3 days of school because 2 or 3 days are being replaced with trades classes. Do you know, can you kind of tell me how it's laid out and how could a student miss some other core classes if they choose to take the trades classes?
Sure. So thanks for that, Amy. That's a great question. And it's actually already been asked by a number of our families when we made this announcement. So this, and I think what's very unique to St. Dominic High School is that this is just another line of our course offerings. So it's no different than our engineering curriculum or our biomedical sciences curriculum or our business curriculum. So it is a part of our everyday schedule. All of our students that come to St. Dominic are on a track, placed on a track where they will be able to attend a four-year university should they choose to when they graduate. And so we maintain our college prep abilities with this program in place next year. But our students will take essentially a double class period, which is the equivalent of a year-long class, but they'll take it in a semester. So with that we teach over the course of a 2-day stretch. We teach 4 a day. And so a student taking one of the building trades would take it actually for 2 periods, like period 1 and period 2. But they would do that for a semester but earn a year's worth of credit in it because of the double curriculum. But all students will still be on a pathway towards a 4-year university if they come in and start to take these classes in the trades their junior and senior year.
Okay, got it. So I think this is the right term. So this is different than a technical high school where your trades training is replacing traditional high school. Like this is in addition to, so if you don't necessarily want to go immediately into the trades, you could go to a regular 4-year college.
Yep, you hit it, Amy. That's exactly right. So students are going to be able to take these courses on our campus. We purchased a warehouse just adjacent to our campus, so students will be able to walk there and take their classes, and it fits right into their schedule. So they're not going to be missing, quote, half a day of school every day, as many of the different trades and technical schools in the area. High school students, they're just going to be a part of our students here taking all of their 8 classes, and just 2 of them are going to be in the trades, and they'll stay here on campus all day, every day, if you will, for their high school experience.
The campus at St. Dominic is just spectacular. I'm from your crosstown rival, Duchesne Pioneers. Go Pioneers there, Mr. Welby. But I don't want to leave the fact that that's a significant facility that you all have, an investment that's being made there. And the hands-on aspects of this, it sounds like it's going to be really world-class in that facility.
We're certainly building it out to be that way, Michael. And by the way, we love our friends over at Duchesne as well. So I'm glad that you're a part of our Catholic school system. But yeah, it really is. You know, we've made continued investments in this community in this campus as a part of our community, really for the last probably 2.5-3 decades. And so this is just the next in that. We have to 8,000 square foot warehouse, and the build out on that is beginning so that we are ready to go for classes in the fall. But with everything we do, we want to make sure that we're meeting our students' needs, not just today, but also for the future. And there'll be no difference in terms of how we outfit this facility as well. You know, we really want to be on the front end and the cutting edge of that. And we do see growth in this program too. So, you know, starting right now with these 4 building trades, we certainly have the space and the capacity to increase and add programs over time. It's just initially, we really want to get these 4 building trades rooted so that we can do them very well and then continue to add and grow when the time comes.
Yeah, really cool that it's exposure to the trades. And as you mentioned, different than a technical high school. This is just incorporated into your core classes. You can take 1 class, you can take 2, and then you can go to Mizzou or wherever you want to go to SLU and go to a 4-year college afterwards. But let's say you love it and want to go into the trades. Does St. Dominic then have a pipeline or a connection where they could reach out to a technical college in the area?
Absolutely. So both local schools such as Rankin and then also statewide schools like State Tech and Lynn, Missouri. We have a number of students that attend both currently. So we've had a great connection and great pipeline with them, and as well as kids that just want to come out and get into industry. What we've noticed over the last probably 5 or 6 years is a growing number of students that were going into the workforce right away because they didn't know what they wanted to study in college, and so they wanted to pursue this. And so we have students that are currently in the electrical apprenticeship program. We have students who are operators for some of our contractors that we work with here at St. Dominic. But many of our families in this community are historic families that have really helped build St. Dominic High School over the time, are from the construction industry. And so we have been highly engaged with them really over the last 2 years in planning this program. And we do believe that students who feel like they want to go to a technical college or they want to jump right into industry, we would be able to give them a great facility and a great opportunity to do so based on the connections that we have here with our current contractors. And I would also offer contractors that have been coming to us since this announcement's been made to say, hey, we want to help support this program and how can we help you guys? And that's been tremendous, tremendous opportunity for us as well that we're looking forward to utilizing.
And I do just want to add one more thing, which is something that your principal, Stacy Stewart, I believe said, yeah, which is that if anything, these classes spice up the daily learning of students who are constantly on screens. Like, it's such a digital world, and that they can actually go work with their hands, build, is something that is, believe it or not, pretty different for young kids these days.
Yeah, Amy, you're not kidding. And so many of us grew up, and you know, I'm a little bit grayer than probably a lot of our staff here, but so many of us grew up with not having screens in front of us. And so, but the students today that are coming into the high schools all have been on screens literally since they were sitting in strollers, looking at mom's phone and sitting in the back seat watching video screens in cars. That's just the reality of the kids today. And what a great opportunity for them to be able to go out daily and accomplish things with their hands, to see the fruits of their work. We're really excited too about the long-term possibilities that this could have in terms of being able to help with some of our own philanthropic outreach to local charities and things that might be able to be created and developed within this trades program that could then benefit those charities as well. So I think there's a lot of lessons that really can be taught to students by working with their hands and by getting exposure to this. And if it was me, I can tell you I would appreciate a good break in the day to be able to go and put something together or build something or wire something up. So I do think it's a great opportunity for our kids to learn in a way that they have not yet had that experience in learning previous to coming here.
Absolutely. Well, Jim Welby, president of St. Dominic High School, we really appreciate your time this morning.
Amy, you and Michael, thank you guys very much. We're grateful for the opportunity and continue to do all the great things you guys are doing at KMOX.
Awesome. Thank you so much. That is Jim Welby. He's
so polite.
The president of St. Dominic High School. He is. And Michael, with your, obviously, background in unions and the trades, this is a big deal for the area because Missouri is a big union state, but the trades need
the
people.
It's more the trades and construction, of course, the unions. And the unions have done the same thing down at St. Mary's High School in the city, now St. Dominic. And I think a lot of people are starting to realize that these are very valid and good-paying careers that – and, you know, St. Dominic is – I happen to know a lot of the parishioners are the folks who participate out there, and there's a lot of folks whose parents come from those trades. And so it's, I got to tell you, it's, I'm encouraged to see working with our hands being revered and appreciated as opposed to the thought process we had when we were growing up, Amy, which was, no, it's all about going to college. Some of the most well-rounded people making a really quality living and growing some incredible families in my life are people who belong to the building and construction trades.
And we learned
it's incredible work.
It is. And we learned how the trades keep the country running, especially during COVID. There are a lot of English majors that could sit around. And I love English, right? I get it. However, when you talk about keeping the country running, keeping the country moving, making sure houses are being built, being repaired, toilets being repaired. You can't survive without the trades.
And it's about exposure. We were talking about Kendrick Lamar, and, you know, there's something that you and I haven't been exposed to. And, you know, the electrical work is all about computer systems and stuff that's going on. There's so much that these young people, just by getting to be able to put their hands on it and touch it and see it, may inspire them, and who knows what way. So I think it's awesome. Well done, St. Dominic. I hope that other schools will follow suit and that there's capacity for these types of programs to grow, because this is a skill that people walk out of and have for the rest of their lives that they can make money with.
He's Michael Kelly. I'm Amy Mark Scores. Did You See This? Is next on the Chris and Amy Show.